Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
When I talk about our nation being decadent, we really are. And that's on average. There's still a lot of wonderful people in this country. But you look at Mexico, you look at North Korea, those people individually are smart, hardworking. But they have a slave attitude of putting up with corruption, thinking corruption's cute, going along with the system, and so they are completely enslaved. And now we're going to be slaves unless we have an awakening. And there isn't much time left. And a lot of you like tyranny and think it's cute, so you're gonna get hurt by it. So am I. You need to know, though, that the banks have irrevocably robbed us. We can only arrest the bankers, declare the debt a fraud, go through the political pain and financial pain of that, or go into complete bondage. It'd be like if somebody had kidnapped you and was chaining you up to torture you to death, and I've read accounts where women finally fought back and escaped. A lot of times women get a gun pulled on them, they get put in a car. Finally, when they see they're going to get tortured to death, they finally fight back and get free. And now they're untying your arms and threatening you with a big knife and about to put you in handcuffs. And if they get you strapped up to the wall, you're dead. And you're in a basement. There's some dead bodies hanging up on meat hooks around you. You can see where the globalists have killed people worldwide and taken over. They brag about how they're going to kill you. They're telling you they're going to kill you. They're telling you they're going to rape you and hurt you. And are you going to just sit there and timidly take it? A lot of you feel like you're part of it. You have kind of the Munchausen syndrome. Am I getting that mixed up? Is it Munchausen by proxy? What's the one they found where people get kidnapped or taken captive like Patty Hearst? Actually came out, she was a Fed. I predicted that. It's been declassified. Now that was all staged. But a lot of them get kidnapped and then they end up joining the evil. And that's what it is with the cops and the military. I mean, they're scared to death of it at a subconscious level. And their subconscious mind makes the split-second calculation to join the evil. Craig, will you pull up Munchausen by proxy? I may be mixing that up with the one where women hurt their kids to get attention. What? Yeah, it's Munchausen by proxy. Yeah, that's where they hurt their kids. What's the Stockholm Syndrome? Stockholm Syndrome is what it's called. I knew I was getting it wrong. I do that a lot. I get things backwards or twisted around. But then my brain's telling me, no, that's wrong. Error, error, HAL 9000. Error, error, error. And, oh, yes. Just a moment. Just a moment. Stockholm Syndrome. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, let's go to another call here. I'm just getting warmed up. Let's talk to Bill in Vegas. Bill, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, you know, you got me terrified of attacking space toads now.
Well, if we don't pay Al Gore a tax, it's over.
I know.
Yes.
What are we going to do? But listen, I got into a debate. Speaking of lies that have no basis in reality, I got into a debate with a local radio host here in Vegas on the air about 9/11, and he was just telling all kinds of ridiculous lies. He's saying that Silverstein, when he said pull it, he was referring to cables that were holding up Building 7 because it was leaning over. Then he was saying that the film was sped up on Building 7 and saying this like it's fact. You know. And
by the way, NIST admits that it did fall at free fall speed.
Right.
Also, he was lying. He's a liar.
Right. And then he said, this is why I'm calling, because he said when your name came up, he said that you were caught three times using phony people as witnesses from the Pentagon who claimed to work at the Pentagon during 9/11. And I didn't know what to say to him. Now I want to call back this New World Order propaganda.
Well, that's just totally, I don't even know what he's talking about.
Yeah, that's
completely
what I
made up.
Because I want to call him back on Saturday and tell him, you know, I spoke to you personally, and it's a crock.
Well, there have been straw men, Bill. Now that I think about it, there was one guy who claimed he was a taxi driver who saw some things, and he was a taxi driver there, and we interviewed him, and then later he recanted under threats. So I guess that could be, I mean, we've certainly investigated a lot of things. Some of it didn't pan out, but I mean, does he really believe not one but two passports fell out of the North and South Tower unburned and were both found by the FBI in the first day? I mean, if he believes that, he believes in blood-drinking space toads.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, kid, you're killing me. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv at the bottom of the hour. And I'm going to go to Kevin, Annie, Hartwell, Lynn, Andrew, and others here in just a few minutes. There have been a lot of big developments on the global government establishment front with the Copenhagen situation. We'll be breaking that down. Also, I want to, once we're live on television, and I can give you audio play-by-play for radio listeners, I want to play several video clips of what Al Gore's UN thugs do when anyone dare try talk to him. They just grab your microphone away. It doesn't matter if you're at a press conference. It doesn't matter if you're a member of the press. It doesn't matter if you try to talk to the IPCC. It doesn't matter. You do not criticize them or they run up and grab you. I mean, this is worse than communist China. Press is allowed to go to communist Chinese press conferences, but if you do criticize the government or do something, they just revoke your visa and kick you out of the country. But rarely. They allow. I mean, I've got an article here where Australia, in their own words, has now, remember they started the test a year ago to see if it would work. They're installing Chinese-style net censorship. And I remember reading the original policy report. It was to, quote, shut down anti-globalization groups. They tell the public it's about keeping kids safe from porn. And the government says that groups complain, and then you get banned and blocked out nationwide. And they're saying, oh, it's being looked at in England and Europe and the U.S. and Canada now. And they're putting in the NSA hubs to carry out the censorship and saying they may do it within 1 year. Remember a few months ago, Obama said he may shut down the web during crises to make sure only accurate info gets out to the people, Associated Press. Ron Paul last Friday here said he really thinks they plan to shut the web down. That's a quote. He says they are planning to shut it down because he knows how to read what they are saying. They are broaching it. And the average person's like, oh, no, they'd never do that. Yeah, they never passed the hate crime legislation, would they, either? Okay, I'm done. I want to go to your phone calls, but once a month, Marty Schachter of Cal Ben Pure Soap Company pops in for 5-6 minutes with us. And I wanted to talk to Marty since he got back from World War II in the Chemical Corps. He noticed that there was no more real soap on the store shelves when he got back to Oakland, California, started Cal Ben Pure Soap with his daddy. And now his son and his son run it 62 years later, coming up on 63 years. And you could never buy it until, what, 5-6 years ago when he became a Genesis sponsor, because it was only factory direct, mainly to the rich and famous and to institutions that are smart. You don't think David Rockefeller bathes in detergent, toxic waste distillates? No. And so you can get the finest organic soap and pay 85% off what you'd pay for toxic waste. See, that's how it works. It's crazy. The globals make you pay for your death. It's like $900 for the 3 shots for the Gardasil that's killed and maimed so many. You pay to be brain damaged. You pay to be sterilized. Marty, I'm going to stop ranting. Tell us about Cal Ben Pure Soap, the great line of products, and some of the specials you got going, and hopefully people will take advantage of this.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's always a pleasure talking to you, even though I'm going to have to wait a year to talk to you again. But you and your listeners have been so wonderful to us. Your phone calls, the orders, the compliments, they come in every day, and it's been fantastic. I'd like to make a suggestion for the holidays. Order 100-bar case of our pure soap bars, nothing like it in the country. It's $102. Go to your local marketplace and buy a package of your Ziploc bags, little plastic bags, and repackage the bars in little bags, and you have the most wonderful Christmas gift that money can buy. Put 4, 6, 8, or 12 in a little plastic bag, put a ribbon around it, and you've got yourself a great Christmas gift. It's the 15th today. We can barely make it to get it to you. We'll rush it to you. All you got to do is say Alex Jones, and you become a priority account for shipping. We make pure soap. Soaps that your grandmother and your great-grandmother used to use with no problem.
But the UN says they're getting rid of family unit. So soon it'll be a conspiracy theory. I'll be like an old man saying, we once had parents and lived at home with them. And they'll be like, you liar, the government says that's a conspiracy theory. I'm sorry, Marty. The point is you're bringing up conspiracy theories about grandparents now. Come on, there's no such thing as pure organic soap. I've got to have toxic distillates from the oil companies. Please, come on, Marty.
Well, you know, if you like to go into junk science, if you'd like to get ripped off by Procter & Gamble and Lever and Colgate that have just raised their prices 25% and making the goods overseas, this is something which people don't know. They outsource the chemicals to get it cheaper and charge more in the States.
And if you think the Chinese put toxins in there, just wait.
Oh, it's unbelievable what's going on in the chemical market.
You're a conspiracy theorist. The FDA says melamine's good for babies now. Doesn't matter if it kills them. They say it's good, Associated Press.
Well, we
the government says mercury's good for us now, Marty. What's wrong with mercury?
I know, but we're the world's best-kept secret. Nobody knows about us. And this is what's been really, really harmful, that people are getting ripped off, they're getting deteriorated clothing, burning and itching skin, a 25% expense in their grocery bill. All you got to do is call me. We'll solve all their cleaning problems with bath soap, hair soap, dish soap, and laundry soap. We have it in bulk packages, which will save you thousands of dollars. Hard-earned dollars are saved by buying direct from our factory, and that's me, and my son and my daughter and our whole family. We're not a corporation. We're a family partnership with one goal in mind, to sell the finest, highest quality, valued products direct to you from our factory to your home with a guarantee that is unconditional. Guarantee.
And it's still not too late to call and get it shipped out to your friends and family or yourself. The tote bag's a great sampler of the different products, priced right at cost just for you to be able to try it out. Marty, give folks the toll-free number.
1-800-340-7091. 1-800-340-7091. Or look us up on the web, 5starsoap.com. 5 the number or 5 the letter, 5starsoap.com. Our whole story is there. Our data bulletins are there. Our photographs are there. Our cost prices are there. You don't have to worry about a barcode to find out what it's going to cost you. You'll know what it costs you right now, direct to your door. We're happy to take care of you. And it's just one of the things that it's our career, our life, our philosophy to get pure soap in.
All right. Well, Marty, let's fire the number out one more time. We're 5starsoap.com. There's also banners on Infowars.com and JonesReport.com. But just spell it out or just use the number 5starsoap.com or
1-800-340-7091. Get a free catalog. Get our 1 month supply to try it out, and you will be satisfied.
All right. Marty, absolutely. Give me a limerick, sir.
Okay. There was a young man with a hernia who said to his doctor, "God darn you, when improving my middle, be sure you don't fiddle with matters that do not concern you."
Marty, you're something else. We'll talk to you again next year, buddy boy.
Thank you, Alex. Talk to you in a year from now. I can't wait.
Seems like yesterday you were doing the same joke about I'll talk to you next year, and here we are, Marty.
Yes, it's been a long time.
What a sweetheart. Take care, buddy.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. You know, folks, when I joke around, it's not a joke. Remember a year and a half ago it was coming out that babies were dying by the thousands in China and hundreds were getting sick here, but our doctors know how to cover it up because of the government doesn't tell them it was melamine, then they don't report it. Just, oh, your 15-month-old's got kidney failure. We don't know why. Put them on dialysis. Keep drinking that store-bought formula. And then it came out that 90-plus percent, in fact, that's the headline, 90% of formula has melamine in it. Like, let me make sure on my memory on that. Google 90% of formula has melamine. I believe that's a Washington Post headline. I know there's another Washington Post headline, 50% of corn syrup products have high levels of mercury. They don't know why. It's not involved in manufacturing. I know why. It's added. They love you so much, and they're going to take good care of you and your family. But anyways, it came out that that was going on. And so the Food and Drug Administration just said, you know what? We're just going to say that melamine is now good for you. You can pull that up. You know, melamine, not bad for children, may even be good. Here's a headline. 90% of U.S. infant formula may be contaminated with melamine. FDA abruptly declares chemicals safe for babies. Oh, and there's the Washington Post headline. And I'm the conspiracy theorist. I mean, how dumb do they think the public is? To X out that GE ad, you got to go over to the right-hand corner and it'll do it for you. Yeah, you see, you got to close it. See up in the corner? That's how you close those full-page ads. It says, study finds high fructose corn syrup contains mercury. And it says, half of the 55 brand names, high levels of mercury. But, hey, that's okay, because here's local news saying mercury's good for you. Here it is.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
That's CBS News locally, but that was aired on every CBS channel in the country. They carry news packages. The video's already cut. It's satellited to them. Now it's interneted to them. And then the newsreader locally reads the script to give it a local view. So mercury's good for you. And you're a conspiracy theorist if you don't believe it. We'll be right back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful, full-colored catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-580-5740. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-580-5740. That's 1-800-580-5740. 1-800-580-5740.
Okay, let's start going to phone calls as I build up towards a news blitz going live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the next segment. Right now, let's go back to the calls and speak with Kevin in California. Kevin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I've been listening to you for about 7 years, first-time caller.
Welcome.
Thanks. Wanted to say thank you for, you know, the information that you've given us over the years. You woke me up about 9/11 around 2002, 2003, many other issues. Thank you for that. Quick Well, I was going to say, I wanted to comment on the fact, you know, people accuse you of being an agent, stuff like that, or whatever. I, through all my research and trying to background check you, I've found no empirical evidence of you being an agent or some bizarre connection to some nefarious group out there. So I haven't seen it.
Yeah, but, well, there's also a lot of fake stuff people put up, too, you know, fake proof. But the issue is, or weird anecdotal stuff, the issue is, let's just say I'm bad, okay? Let's just say I'm bad. Now, can we please fight the New World Order? Can we please fight for liberty and justice and freedom and smaller government instead of just obsessing over Alex Jones all day?
Yeah, the ad hominems don't really help much. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Proof is in the research. My question.
Yeah, but why are we spending all our time researching Alex Jones? Why is that one of the biggest things on the internet? Is literally spending all day on me instead of fighting the globalist? And I'm telling you, most of it we've tracked back when we've looked at it to a government operation. They are actually countering us, and I should be glad that they're countering me this way instead of just killing me. So I guess I want to say thank you to the globalists for not killing me and taking the nonviolent route for now. But unfortunately, for me, it's ineffective. So they may try some other things soon, but that's just the way it is. But go ahead, sir. Do you have any points or questions about the bigger, wider universe and not the guy sitting in Austin, Texas?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I had the question and a small request. My question is, I've been following your coverage of Lord Monckton and Mike Rivero's coverage of it, and this whole Climategate issue, I've, like, obsessed on it for, like, 3 weeks to a month now. And
that's
learned
good.
A lot. Tons. I don't want to throw in a little, how would it say, wrench in this works, or a straw man, but is Lord Monckton's connection to, like, say, the Knights of Malta, is that any reason for concern? Does that blow up any red flag to anybody?
I appreciate your call. Somebody sent me his Wikipedia page. I mean, that's a hospital group. The Hospitallers set that up. And I just don't believe all the statements that people make about how if somebody's a member of the Order of the Knights of Malta, that they're this all-powerful ruler. By the way, I have the Catholic Church in my stack today, where the Pope is calling for global sustainability, and that means eugenics. That means shutting people's resources off. It's horrible. So I was going to get to that and criticize that. I do not believe the Catholic Church is at the apex or at the tip top of the pyramid of the New World Order. In fact, that's a good question. That's an important thing to discuss. Maybe I should do a brief 2 or 3 minutes on that. What my research has shown is at the very top of the New World Order. But the Catholic Church is certainly right up there at the very top. It's groups at the top of each major organization that then actually create the very tip top of the pyramid. So it's kind of a catch-22. Yes, the Catholic Church is at the top of the pyramid, but no, it isn't at the top of the pyramid in total, because the globalists always want people to fight over one group, you know, which Jews at the top of the pyramid, or it's Catholics at the top of the pyramid, or it's the Queen of England at the top of the pyramid, when it is all of those, the leaders of all the major groups, the communist Chinese leaders, they go to the top of the pyramid meetings. You've got them all there together, waging war against humanity, working together behind the scenes. And the few rogue countries, some are good, some are bad, but the countries you hear about that are rogue, that are being attacked, those are the nations that aren't under their control. That doesn't mean they're good either, but they're not the big global power. They're not the real threat to you and I, like Iran or Sudan or countries like that. There's only a handful of countries the New World Order doesn't control. And you see the New World Order waging war against those countries to bring them down. Somalia. I mean, they pretty much mopped up everything. But that doesn't matter on the whole Lord Monckton question, because the issue is Copenhagen defeating it. But we can't defeat Copenhagen because we've got a ninny over the fact that he's a British lord.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Trying to cover all this incredible news that is just so amazing. What I'm going to do now, because I got a little bit behind today like I always do, is I'm going to go to your phone calls. And I'm going to try to take a lot of them. And the questions are always incredibly important, so then I tend to never get to your calls. We are simulcasting this radio show right now at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Don't forget, I've done this the last 6 years running. Every Christmas, we give you 5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's more than 5 months. It comes out to 5.5 months When you sign up for a year, you get 5.5 months free, almost 50% off. Or you can go do the trial, $5.95. It comes out to like $3, $3.25, I think, when you get the year discount per month. And you get the live TV show / radio show. You get better archives of the radio, better archives of the TV, all my films in super high quality, my book, Paul Watson's book. By the way, my book is just now going out of print. Watson's is already out of print. Never to be back in print. At least we don't intend to. Because my office used to be so messy, I don't have the original computer files. They're somewhere around here to reprint them. Plus, I don't have the money to reprint a book. Because after a book's been out a while, it really doesn't sell very good anymore. The point is that there's a lot of stuff at PrisonPlanet.tv. And when you get a 15-cent-a-day membership, it's even less when you sign up during Christmas. And six computers can simultaneously log on with the same username and passcode. So you can give yourself a gift of PrisonPlanet.tv and then create a username and passcode and give it to your friends, your family, a couple of your neighbors. The chances that six of them will log on simultaneously is we just want it to be used. We want people to be educated. It's an armory of resistance. You can download the films, burn them to disc. The last four or five films we have in DivX version, really good quality, that you can burn to regular CDs that play in all the new DVD players and most of the old ones and on computers. And you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv and just start burning Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Terror Storm, Truth Rising, the Obama Deception to disc and giving it to people. We've also got specials running through Christmas of where you get Fall of the Republic or the Obama Deception. You get a free Endgame or a free Obama Joker t-shirt. Those deals only last as long as the supplies last, and we are running out of the Joker t-shirts. And so as we run out of different versions of the Joker t-shirt, we've added some other t-shirts up there. So no matter what your size is, you can get the free t-shirts at Infowars.com. Okay. Coming up after calls, again, I'm going to get to these video clips of UN censorship. I'm going to get to the latest on ClimateGate and the global government establishment. The good news is Copenhagen is in deep trouble. It's falling apart even better than I thought it would. So the Death Star's explosion's a little bit prettier from a distance than I even thought it would be. You know, seeing the real thing is just, it's like seeing a beautiful woman on television is not like seeing one in person where you can smell them. You know what I mean? Watching the New World Order blow a gasket and, you know, they're down, but they're not out. But let me tell you, watching them bleed in the ditch is certainly quite a feast for the eyes. Craig Sadler is just having a field day laughing in there. That's good. It gives, well, what's so funny? Oh, you just... Well, you know it. You know women are God's gift to the planet. I mean, why not just admit we like women? Like start getting into the, I just have some fun here. Oh, the blessings are so good. All right. That's enough. That's enough, ladies and gentlemen. I said I'm taking your phone calls. I start thinking about Copenhagen on fire and burning, though I do tend to get a little, I'm having endorphins flow right now, just like your Super Bowl team wins. You've been a fan of, say, the Patriots for a decade, and they win the Super Bowl, you get all excited. That's your primitive synapses firing. It's fooled your body to believe your tribe has just had some victory over an enemy army that was going to kill you and drag your women and children off. And so you just won the battle. You're feeling good, but it's not real. It's over something that doesn't matter. But I start having victory chills. I'm having them right now. Like my hair is even standing out. Like my French bulldog, when it gets excited, you know, the ruff sticks out. My hair is actually standing up on end with excitement. Because I can taste victory. I can just feel the New World Order having its power sapped and drained. Oh, it's still powerful. But I liken it to 2001 Space Odyssey when the commander's gotten into the crawl space and he's turning the HAL 9000 off. And it's going, I'm afraid, Dave. I'm afraid. And he's just focused, just turning it off. It takes a long time to defeat the New World Order. It's like it took them a long time to get their system going. But it's like a big sandcastle they've built. They spent weeks building it, but now a high tide's coming in and washing it out. They're like piling sand up as fast as they can, and it doesn't matter. The tide's coming in on them. Oh, excuse me. Sorry. There's a lot of bad stuff happening, too, but man, when we start having big victories, I'm going to break down the big victory. But all right, Annie, Hartwell, Lynn, Brandon, Curtis, I'm out of control. I'm going to you here in a moment. The last caller called in, and with hushed reverence, he said, Alex, do you mind if I speak to you about Knights of Malta? And it's almost like the Monty Python when they jump out and they go, the Spanish Inquisition! In fact, can you pull that up on YouTube? Monty Python, the Spanish Inquisition. It's not like it's the dun-dun-dun Spanish Inquisition. Yes, I know Lord Monckton's a lord, and he's a member of a whole bunch of fraternal organizations, and he is a hereditary peer. He's Scottish, and he's always had an anti-socialism, anti-New World Order, anti-global government bent. He's anti-European Union. Yes, he is a Catholic, but there's different branches of the Catholics. The Catholic Church is involved, Rome is, big time with pushing the European Union. That is true. And the Dutch Prince Bernhard and Joseph Redinger and others were involved with the Jesuits and are involved trying to set up that empire, and the Catholic Church is right up there, part of the pyramid. There. I've talked about it forever. They say he will never discuss it, he will never talk about it. It doesn't matter. You judge a tree by its fruits. It's like Glenn Beck. I would love to support Glenn Beck, but the guy says we need to have value-added taxes and there are no FEMA camps and Ron Paul's bad. And then his supporters call me and go, I never heard him say that. Well, you must not be paying attention then. All I hear is good stuff out of Lord Monckton's mouth, and he's there covering it, and we get him on and talk about it. And he writes devastatingly accurate, here it is over here, detailed reports about what's happening. The fruit off this tree is good. If Lord Monckton was an apple tree, it's like a Honeycrisp, you know, those big juicy apples. I mean, Lord Monckton is like, oh man, this is really good. This guy has done a lot of good work in his life. Fighting tyranny. And so you judge a tree by its fruits. I mean, look, the biggest thing is people think that everyone in every system is evil. And I've always talked about compartmentalization. Saul of Tarsus was a Sanhedrin enforcer for the Jewish religious hardcore Sadducees and Pharisees. And he would go around killing people. All over Greece and all over Turkey and all over Rome and all over Italy and all over Judea. I mean, he was like Darth Vader, folks, hunting people down and killing them. But then he woke up and had a revelation. And you're going to see that powerful people from inside the structure are who we want to stand up. What is G. Edward Griffin talk about all the time. We have to sell our idea of liberty and freedom, and a lot of these people in the system aren't active or they don't understand the big picture. And as they wake up and get educated, we're going to wake them up. Instead, everybody, not like half the people out there, obsess over, is the planet really run by aliens? Is it really run by Jews? Is it really run by Catholics? Is it really run by the Illuminati? Is it really run by? And if I could say anything to you, I only go off what I can prove. And the Protestant leadership, the Catholic leadership, the Jewish leadership, the Turkish leadership, the German leadership, the Japanese leadership, they all think the same. We're the elites over our group. We keep our groups in fear of the outside to give us power. We feed off our groups. We always give them an outside threat, so they let us abuse them. And we're social engineers who believe that we have a right to rule people. And that's who the globalists are. They use scientific systems of control to dominate populations. And so you have a bunch of different pyramids coming up together at that tip top. And so it isn't a Jewish conspiracy. It isn't a Catholic conspiracy. It isn't a Protestant conspiracy. It isn't a Muslim conspiracy. It isn't an atheist conspiracy. It is a power group conspiracy. It is a scientific dictatorship of people that know how humans operate and who have set up scientific systems of control. That's the bottom line. And so you must oppose their systems, their global taxes, their global regulations, their federalization of your local police. But if you go to a city council meeting and start talking about Jews, or start talking about Catholics, or start talking about Muslims, everybody has been trained that that's divide and conquer. They're not going to listen to what you say. That's why the feds infiltrate groups and try to get them to be singular issue, so you can be divided. This is their ball game. And then once you're divided, they can threaten other groups with you and actually build up their power over here, and then no one's ever covering the big picture. I mean, supernatural powers are attributed to the Catholics. I mean, they're just all secret agents of the Vatican running around in black robes at night, and people superimpose my head on Catholic priest robes and say I'm this top assassin. I mean, it's just completely made up, folks. I'm not Catholic. I'm nothing against Catholics. My family are famous Protestants. Captain Jones of the Mayflower on my dad's side. On my mother's side, two of the people on the Mayflower, direct descendants. My family involved in founding Texas. William Ayers came in with a shipload of Bibles, sold everything he owned in New York because the Catholics were making people pledge to be Catholics to get land grants in Texas, and the Protestants were upset. I mean, I am come from famous Protestants, folks, as pure a pedigree as it gets. And then some Israeli operative group that wants to get patriots fighting with each other says, I work for the Vatican. It's just a, and then other weak-minded people just say it to sell books and stuff. And I don't care about being attacked. It only makes me bigger. And people actually come check me out and find out who I really am. So in the bigger plan, God's plan, people attacking me actually only helps us. But in the globalist plan, it's meant to get all of you infighting so that you never activate as a leader and go out and warn people and take action on real issues. It's meant to keep you chasing your tail so that you don't go, this is about me, Tom Jones or Bill Smith or Zach Johnson or whatever your name is, standing up as John Doe or Susie Q and going out and picking an issue and taking action. It is the conspiracy theory baloney. I don't cover conspiracy theories here, folks. I cover the real information, day in, day out. Okay, let's go to your calls. I'm done. Now, see, no matter how good the calls are and how important the questions are, I just can't do calls like that. Let's see if we can. We've never succeeded in taking call after call, but let's see if we can succeed. Annie in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hi, yes. I was just wondering about the census that's coming up next year. I mean, is it something that we should do? Or advise people to do?
Well, ma'am, that's your option if you want to do it. But it's a violation of the Fifth Amendment to make you incriminate yourself to answer dozens and dozens and dozens of questions depending on which form you get. They randomly send out longer forms. It's not their business if you own guns or what your stocks and bonds are or how big a flush toilet your toilet is. I don't fill the census out. And when the young punk bangs on my door and threatens me, I tell him, get off my property, they're trespassing. I don't open the door for census takers. They're banker, slave, grocers there to see what their slave's doing. And they're training you to answer questions you don't have to answer.
But is it not held secret for 72 years?
No. I'm just laughing because, no, ma'am, the federal government admits they share all the census data with whoever they want.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And then the people that come to your door will just lie. I mean, most of them don't even know what planet they're on or how many continents there are. They think polar bears can't swim. I mean, that's how dumb the public is Al Gore can tell them polar bears can't swim and the sun has nothing to do with heating the planet. I mean, and people probably tune in right now going, well, yeah, the news says it doesn't. Mercury's good for you. Melamine's good for children. And the sun doesn't heat the earth. And penguins and polar bears can't swim. I mean, why is it hard to figure this out? Why? I mean, I'm here saying, don't drink mercury. Well, is it true you're a Vatican assassin? Did you guys ever find the clip of the Spanish Inquisition? We'll come back with that. The Spanish Inquisition! Dun, dun, dun!
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
I don't know. Mr. Wentworth just told me to come in here and say that there was trouble at the mill, that's all. I didn't expect a kind of Spanish Inquisition. Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. Our chief weapon is surprise. Surprise and fear. Fear and surprise are two weapons. Our fear and surprise and ruthless efficiency are three weapons. Our fear and surprise and ruthless efficiency and an almost fanatical devotion to the Pope are four. No. Amongst our weapons. Amongst our weaponry are such elements as fear. I'll come in again. I didn't expect a kind of Spanish Inquisition. the Spanish Inquisition. Amongst our weaponry are such diverse elements as fear, surprise, ruthless efficiency, and almost fanatical devotion to the throne from nice red uniforms. Oh.
Make the waves fly.
That was funny. Okay, Hartwell in Louisiana, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, it's been over 2 years since I've talked with you, and I'm calling you today to thank you for letting me make copies of your videos. I have a DVD burner that burns four at one time. I made many copies of all of your videos that I have, and I have all of them. And I want you to know that I give them away. I never accept a donation. So once again, thank you, and may God protect you.
Well, thank you, and let me just say, I want to thank you for making copies of the film. That's why we make them available, and we want people to also certainly support themselves in what they're doing. In the past, I even told people to take donations. The problem is they then start selling them and then telling me I can't even sell my own films. I never expected what some people would do, but the power of you, the listeners, getting the documentaries, making copies, getting them out to people, has shaken the New World Order, and we're only beginning to fight. So thank you so much for taking the time and energy out to do that. Anything else, Hartwell?
I just want you to know that I can't do what you're doing, but I'll do whatever I can.
Well, God bless you, and good to hear from you, Hartwell. Okay, let's talk to Lynn in Oklahoma. Lynn, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I just wondered, did you happen to catch the speech that Dana Rohrabacher gave last week on the floor of the House of Representatives, where he called out the globalists and talked about global government? I actually sat and watched the whole thing last week. Did you catch that by chance?
How long was it?
30, maybe 45 minutes. I watched it on TV.
Yes, I did. I did see a short clip of it. You know, used to, that would have been, wow, somebody's admitting world government. Now everybody's admitting it, even the guy that Chuck Norris likes, the former governor, is coming out and talking about it. And, yes, I did see a short clip of it. Tell us about it.
Well, it was interesting because during the course of the speech, he laid out this whole global warming fraud, and he talked about the global cooling of the 1970s and how the alarm bells were being rung at that time. He talked about his family, and he, two or three different times, he flat out said, Americans, wake up. And he did this on the floor of the House of Representatives right on C-SPAN, and I fell out of my chair. I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
Guys, go to YouTube and type in, Dana Rohrabacher talks about New World Order. I need that anyways. I need Aaron to get that.
It's about a 30, maybe a 45-minute speech, and I believe it's...
I actually saw a clip a few days ago. That's the problem, is I spend all these hours researching, and then I get up here on air, and it's like piles every day, and I'm like, how do I even start? But see, that's why I love taking calls. You brought it up. I didn't have time to watch the whole speech, but yeah, that's the good news, is we can now actually have real discussions about what's really happening. Very exciting. Thank you, Lynn. Brandon, Curtis, Francis, Josh, and others. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the start of the third and fourth hours. And coming up, I'm going to get into UN censorship in Copenhagen and a lot more.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.